Radio Prague News.
The centre-right coalition government of Prime Minister Petr Nečas has been marked for its first 100 days in office. The Finance Ministry has launched a waste probe into Czech spending linked to its six-month presidency of the European Union. And police have announced a breakthrough in a massive hunt for a week-long missing nine-year-old. The Czech centre-right government of Prime Minister Petr Nečas has marked its first 100 days in office. The daily Lidové noviny on Thursday gave the Prime Minister its highest score for that initial period. A poll of readers put the Prime Minister in third place behind the Justice Minister and Foreign Minister. Worst ranked by the paper and its readers was Minister of the Interior and Public Affairs Party leader Radek Jon. The three-way coalition government, formed after elections in May, has described itself as a government of fiscal responsibility, pushing through cuts in public spending and sparking protests, especially from plans to cut public sector wages and staff to save around 10% in labour costs. The business daily Hospodářské noviny said that in spite of its failures, the government has embarked on its main pledge of making savings. An investigation into Czech government spending linked to its six-month presidency of the European Union at the start of 2009 has been launched by the Finance Ministry, according to the business daily Hospodářské noviny. The inspectors will check for waste from the more than 1 billion crown bill for the six-month Czech stint at the head of the EU. The period under scrutiny runs from 2007 until 2009, when current government minister Alexander Vondra was in the cabinet as European Affairs Minister. Police appear to have made a breakthrough in a week-old search for a missing nine-year-old schoolgirl. They said on Thursday that they had detained a man suspected of being linked to her disappearance. At the same time, police have returned en masse to the scene of the girl's disappearance, the Prague suburb of Troja, with digging and excavation equipment. A nationwide search for the girl, who disappeared on her way home from school on October the 13th, has involved up to 800 police, sniffer dogs and special heat-seeking equipment. The internet news site Novinky.cz said police were led to the suspect, who has a criminal record, thanks to DNA samples left on the girl's belongings. Czech rail unions called on Thursday for an immediate meeting with Prime Minister Petr Nečas and Transport Minister Vít Bárta after the minister announced plans to transfer up to 10,000 workers, including dispatchers and signallers, from Czech Railways to the state-controlled company responsible for rail track and infrastructure. Rail union representatives said proper consultations had not been held about the move and warned they could take dramatic steps if they gained no satisfaction from talks. No strike warning has yet been declared. The ministry has justified the transfer as part of the ongoing transformation of the rail network. In volleyball, the Czech men's team was drawn on Thursday against Russia, Portugal and Estonia in the opening group stage of the European Championship, being jointly hosted by the Czech Republic and Austria in September next year. And finally, a look at the weather. The following days are likely to be sunny with maximum daytime temperatures of around 10 degrees Celsius. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.